My name is Emma McCurvey. Rathlin Island. There was a brief glimpse, and then, with shifting the line of sight to accommodate the patch of gorse, both hares, boxing, could be viewed. There was compact power in the haunches of each, upright above the sheep-nibbled grass. Beneath the sunlight, the blonde coats shimmered. Through the breath-grimed window at the back of the bus, somewhere between one jolt and another on that aging lane, a single hare turned, found my gaze, fixed it with his Nordic stare. This is the amulet I keep now about my neck, invisible against my breastbone. This is my talisman, the hare's regard, the unfractured sky, the swaying sea, and the tiny speedwell scattered through the velvet turf. So I wrote this poem several years ago. I'd taken a trip to Rathlin Island, which is off the far north coast of Northern Ireland, across the sea from Ballycastle. And Rathlin Island has Nordic hares. So Rathlin used to be part of the mainland of Ireland when Ireland was part of the mainland of Europe. And gradually, as the lands fractured apart, the Nordic hares retreated further and further north. And now the only place they are found is on Rathlin Island. And they are blonde-haired and blue-eyed. And they create quite a striking sight when you're rumbling along in the very old Puffin bus, which is an experience in itself, heading out to the birdwatching sanctuary on Rathlin Island. And actually, the impact of seeing the hares there was greater than the colonies of seabirds.